This is Dakota Datebook for August 13th. Buffalo Bill Cody had an astute talent for both business and self-promotion. He turned his experience as a Pony Express rider, Army Scout, and Buffalo Hunter into a successful career as a major celebrity. Ned Buntline wrote dime novels about Cody and Buffalo Bill, starred in a Broadway show about, who else? Himself. Cody came up with the idea of a traveling show that would bring the Wild West to people who had never seen it. The show featured everything from reenactments of events like Little Bighorn to an Indian village and even a buffalo herd. He sought out big names and top talent. In a brilliant public relations move, Cody hired Chief Sitting Bull, and, as expected, enormous crowds turned out to see him. Another of Cody's stars was a young woman from Ohio who was born on this date in 1860. Annie Oakley began the shooting game at an early age to help support her widowed mother and her brothers. In 1875, marksman Frank Butler placed a $100 bet that he could beat any local fancy shooter. The last opponent he expected was a 15-year-old girl. Annie won the contest and claimed the prize, an amount that would be worth about $3,000 today. Butler began courting her, and they married in 1882. North Dakotans were just as captivated as the rest of the country by the star sharpshooter whom Sitting Bull named Little Sure Shot. North Dakota newspapers eagerly followed her adventures. One article recounted how Annie took part in a hunting party in Arkansas. Of the 63 birds taken, Annie shot nearly half of them. On September 1, 1910, the Wild West show rolled into Jamestown with 80 rail cars carrying performers, roustabouts, and animals. Buffalo Bill was on a farewell tour, presenting the same show that had been performed at Madison Square Garden. Newspaper ads proclaimed this was the last chance to see Buffalo Bill in action. At age 64, Cody said he was determined to retire. The Dickinson Press mourned the end of Buffalo Bill's time on the international stage. The newspaper observed, with the passing of Buffalo Bill from active life, the amusement world loses its greatest attraction. Annie Oakley continued performing in vaudeville and became a strong advocate for women's rights. She died in 1926 at the age of 66. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.